Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
She came to us completely, truly homeless when she was 17 years old with a one-year-old little boy, and moved into our residential program.
Lisa Steven on Focus on the Family Minute, sharing about a woman named Alondra.
She had a big dream of being a nurse, which is a stretch when you're a single teenage mom, and going to nursing school is very difficult. She lived in the residential program for about a year. She came to know Christ while she was in the program, joined a church, earned her GED through Hope House, and we were able to help her move on to college. And it took about 6 years, but I got to sit in the auditorium as it was the pinning ceremony where nurses get pinned, and she had her then, at that point, 8-year-old son come across the stage to pin her nursing pin on her.
Hear more at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Now, The Rest of the Story. Once upon a time, in a vine-covered cottage nestled in a grove of trees snuggled against a sloping English countryside, there lived a poet and his bride. He was Thomas Moore, and she was Bessie Dyke. All who loved poetry acclaimed his work, and all of England acclaimed her fragile beauty. Inside the picket fence of their happy cottage, these two withdrew to weave in warm sunshine and in the quiet night the soft, strong chains that weld two lives into one. The days he must, of business necessity, be away from home, Bessie was always with him, always, except this once. Now, Tom the poet did not want to leave Bessie and leave her ill, but she knew how important it was, a series of appearances in Italy, important to both of them, and she insisted that he go. Anxious about the strange fever, he left both a doctor and a nurse, and instructions that they were to be in constant attendance until he returned. It was 7 weeks, more than half of that on a sailing ship without any communication before Tom returned from Italy. And the young poet hastened directly to the vine-covered love nest, burst into the house to find the doctor waiting. The doctor was saying something about there's no need to be worried, but at the same time, he was barring the way to Bessie's bedroom door. The poet grasped the doctor's arm, demanded an explanation. It had been smallpox, the doctor explained. The crisis was past, she was recovering, but it had left her once lovely face scarred mercilessly, and she never wanted her husband to see her ever again. Well, it was afternoon when Tom returned home. Sometime between that time and the following dawn, Tom Moore called upon the only real might which a poet can wield, decided that he would try to reach through to her again with the gift which had brought them together in the beginning. You may not remember anything else which ever poured from his prolific pen, but you'll never forget what he wrote that night, because this was his only hope. There were still stars in the sky, but dawn in the east when he rose from his chair and tiptoed to her door, and he rapped lightly. And it was kneeling beside her in the darkness that these words passed his lips in music. Now remember, Tom Moore was a poet. He had never written a song before. And yet when he had finished, there was a stillness in that room, and the stillness of death itself. A long moment passed, and then Bessie turned in her bed, and with her hand she drew back the shutter, she flung aside the drapery, and as the light stabbed through the darkness and flooded her ravaged face, Tom stumbled to his feet and flung himself into her arms, and at once they knew, as lovers somehow do, that they were in love and they were together. Nothing else would ever matter evermore. His melody is with us still. The inspired words and music which came out of the darkness that night and left us this song. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away, thou wouldst still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will, and around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Slow Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
And we're back with more Sound Off again. My name's Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Karen today, who's out on assignment. So go check out Cal Coast News. I'm sure she's got some new information up there, and it's always interesting. But we're back, and when, in our last hour here, we're going to be talking resilient ones with Lisa Majors. Well, I've had you on here before. I think you've been on here with other people, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we have. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. No. Let's start out in October. You guys are having an event. We might as well hit that a couple times. So if you want to tell us about it.
Yeah, we have an up-and-coming golf tournament. So it's our third annual. It's on October 3rd. And it will be held at Hunter Ranch. And so we're looking for sponsors and golfers.
All right. And how many teams, teams of four, teams of two?
Yeah, any individuals could sign up. We'll put them in teams of four.
Okay.
Yep. And if companies want to have a fun event out for a good cause, we really would welcome them.
Okay, and then that's going to be at Hunter Ranch, which is a beautiful course. It's a challenging course, but it's a very beautiful course.
Yeah, and they've been very good to us.
All right, and then is there prizes? What do you win? Or is there a lunch or a breakfast? Or?
Yeah, we provide a breakfast, and we will have a lunch, too, with rewards for longest drive.
Closest to the pin kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the winners too, of course. And just a lot of fun.
Okay. And then is it too late to sponsor any of those holes? Or if companies are out there listening or individuals that want to sponsor holes?
We're trying to get the word out for sponsors. And if they want to get more information on that, they can contact us at our office, and they could call at 833-322-1920 or contact us through our website at resilientones.org.
Okay. All right. Yeah, those things. I know I've dealt with a few of these in the past, helping different people, and those whole sponsorships go a long way when you can find 18 sponsors and then to do the closest to the pin and the furthest drive and things like that.
Yeah.
Is this closest to the hole for your team, or is this just real golf? Or
no, I think it's the individual.
Individual. Okay. All right.
You would probably have to speak to our golf people that are putting get together. So, we have a team committee there too. I just support golf.
My husband
loves golfing.
There you go. But let's get it. We'll hit this again. But so when you're going out, if you do want to do a sponsorship, or if you want to do this, or you just want to know more, like what would they be supporting here? Let's talk about resilient ones.
Yes, we support and serve human trafficking survivors, domestic violence, sexual exploitation, or anything complex traumas. We have veterans, first responders, individuals. Childhood healing from trauma, and we teach about it, and we provide support healing programs. We also do a safe harbor program that you contacted me when we were in the middle of.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were transporting somebody, right?
Yeah. She got safely to a transitional home, so we had to house her for a couple of days. And we work with a couple safe places that host us and protect us as we get her to her next step of healing.
Okay, yeah, and I just so the people know listening, I had called you, a few weeks ago to try to book today, and you're like, oh, well, matter of fact, I'm on the road and taking somebody. So you guys are active, and I think I've called you one other time when you were doing something like that, and maybe not the exact same thing, but you were doing with somebody in crisis. So you guys stay a little busy. And
yeah, where the word is getting out, our team is growing too, and I wish we weren't busy. But we are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, we sit on a little corridor here that, and I had heard something maybe it's something we'll talk about off air, but it does happen. There was something that happened here not too recently that went unnoticed.
Yeah.
Just because of who actually did the arrest, and it was more federal than it, anyway, it doesn't matter, but it does happen here. And sometimes those people are immediately taken off. I think the feds usually just move out with everybody, where local people are kind of looking for your guys' help. And
yeah, well, we do work with law enforcement too, and get called on some cases too as an aftercare.
Yeah. That's insane. I mean, it's just insane that it happens. I mean, it's just, if you don't really look at it, if you stay in your bubble, but once you start looking at what's really happening to people and the forms of like slavery that are happening in this world, and what I've heard for years and years and years is there's more people enslaved now than there has ever been.
Yes, there is.
And a lot of that's happening right here in the United States.
Yes, in many, many different cultures and organizations even. Sadly, from gangs to church, religious groups, cults, schools too. And
right.
It's prolific, and sadly because our culture norms and morals are fading.
Right. Yeah. And I think you stay in your bubble and you don't really, like to me, you took, I don't know how many years back, but I would be like, it doesn't happen. Like, really? Like maybe on some little small scale. But I think, unfortunately, and I don't know when the date's on this, but there's been a huge uptick, I think, in the last, 15 years or something?
There has, especially with the open borders, sadly. Like, we still have thousands, millions of kids missing, and our federals are really working hard to try to locate them, and sadly a lot of them are either demised because of trauma and abuse, or they have been sex trafficked, or still currently are being enslaved and sex trafficked, or labor trafficked too.
Right.
We forget about labor trafficking, which really also includes a lot of sexual assaults too. Sexual molestations and their power and control dynamic.
Right. Yeah. Now that's, and I think it's interesting. I mean, the first time I heard about that was years ago, and it was more cartel oriented. They get you over the border and okay, now you got to pay us. And that could just be this revolving thing where you're kind of enslaved one way or the other, whatever they want to use you for.
It's like the mob, mafia, they owe you. Own you, and you owe them. We have coyotes here locally too that are keeping track of those people and still demanding money.
Right. Yeah. No, it's kind of insane. And I think, the only reason I might push this back and forth on the show today is just because I don't think everybody really kind of realizes this stuff happens. And it's easy not to, because it's not dominating the news and this
right.
and that. It's interesting. We hear a lot of stuff about, we talk more about 200 years ago,
right,
when it comes to slavery, and then what's actually happening now almost goes unnoticed. And
and the cartel has dossiers on families, and they look at the children, the females are a product for sex trafficking or just sexual abuse, and the males at age fifth grade, they're profiling the whole families, and the males have to really decide whether they go into the cartel or not.
Okay. Wow.
And they're brutally.
So I think maybe to change the subject a little bit, and I was going to wait till later this, but it just seems like the right place. And there's currently Dawn Addis is working on something, right? But it seems a little off.
It's off. I think she started off on the good path of creating and writing the bill of that's AB 2691 to protect our elected positions as being really honest, good people, but it's gone sideways.
Right. So they're now allowing some weird obsession. So basically, this was basically saying, you know, you couldn't, and if I, you tell me if I'm wrong, because yeah. It's been a while since I've looked at this. I did look at it a while ago, but it's not fresh in my head. But basically, this was for electeds, right?
Yes.
And you couldn't have things like rape, et cetera, on your record.
Sexual assault.
And run for office.
Yeah.
And then we had somebody with an interesting name, Mr. Wiener over there, decided, well, we need some carve-outs for certain things. And
for sodomy, oral copulation, and sexual assaults. That's okay for children. You could do it to children, and those people still can be elected to office.
Can you do it to an adult?
No.
You can say so you can do it to a child, but you could, but once that 18, it's okay for, that's it. You know, you'd think it would at least be the opposite.
I know. This is baffling to me.
So my guess is Don is like, absolutely not. This is my bill. I authored this. This can't happen.
You would think she would stand firm and keep it a clean bill, but she acquiesced. She said, yes.
Well, really?
This is okay. And we've been questioning her and she won't give us an answer.
Okay, and what was the AB number again?
It's AB691.
All right, and I would say, you know, if you're out there listening, you don't agree with this, you might send her an email, a letter, something, to say, why would you be okay with this?
Well, and she will, they do say, well, it is protecting children that, you know, people who have sex trafficked people, girls, boys, youth, but the pedophiles are sex abusers, and sodomy, rape, and oral copulation is sexual assault and can lead a child to be led into sex trafficking.
And well, what's interesting to me is we live in the day of, and maybe the days are getting over, but this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, which is underage girls out on whatever, but we have, it seems like, people outraged about what happened, and right. You know, I'm not going to get into this person was there, I don't care about that, but we have this outrage of that, and these were all, you know, supposedly powerful people, and then people of stature in politics, etc., and now somebody, well, what was his first name, because there's more than one Wiener, right? There's I can't remember. This California one, right? The one we were talking about.
San Francisco.
Yeah, and I can't think of his first name, but you would think like his constituents would be like, what? Especially in San Francisco, because a lot of the outrage just comes from these big, you know, cities.
Yeah.
With the Epstein deal.
Yeah.
So you think this would be like a no-go? Like, what? This would be career ending.
I think it's like, ignorance, because they. Grooming is where you have an adult overpowering a vulnerable innocent, and one of the steps, the later steps of sex trafficking, is where they sexualize those kids by raping them and sodomy, and they shame them and they say, well, this is what you're worth, so let's use this as a benefit to me and you, and make it look like it's they're doing a favor to the person that assaulted them and groom them. And so this is ignorance. This is complete, or they're complicit. To me, a sexual assault, any kind of violation, especially a child's innocence, you're actually murdering or near killing a soul.
Right.
And it takes a while, you know, their future is completely altered and sometimes credibly crushed. It depends upon the length.
Well, I don't think a lot of people, and this is like, I think we've talked in the past, you know, originally I wanted to be a psychologist and I chose not to. And one of the main reasons, and I was working with predominantly kids when I was doing my hours, etc. And it came down to, I started thinking one day, I'm like, this is stuff that takes years and years to maybe even crack a little bit. You know, not everybody just gets over things, and most people don't.
Yeah.
And so these things haunt people. And I was like, I can't listen. I can't sit across from Lisa, I'm using you, and just listen to her horror story for 5 years and then go to the next one and then go to the next. And that's why I chose, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing my hours, but I don't think I'm not going to go down this route. And it's why I didn't.
Yeah, it's hard.
Just
hard
because work. It's a lot of just every, that's 5 days a week, just
our
hearing
job.
People's worst day. You know, a police officer gets everybody on their worst day. That's a hard job.
Yeah.
You know, when you work with a lot of these people and you're working with them day in and day out, you're dealing with the same horror constantly. And it takes a lot. It takes a lot of...
So we do more than counseling. It's coaching for them to have a voice, to have an action plan to restore and step into their original design that has been crushed, actually murdered, killed off, and then they have to renew themselves, find a new purpose, and find be resilient. We consider it as a murder. there's other governors in other states that actually have voted and passed a execution for sex trafficking of children, predators, not here in California.
Well, there's we don't want to kill anybody in California. I mean, the we actually voted that we did, but our governor doesn't like that idea.
And the value of it, crushed innocent, destroyed life, doesn't have much worth here.
No, I know. And I will tell you, and I'm not... I know very few people that I know these intimate stories about, but I know one, and she's, I'm 53. She must be almost 60.
Yeah.
Just, and this is something she's been working on since her 20s. And this person's still to this day crushed.
Yeah, I have.
And I don't think she ever won't be. Her life has been ruined by this.
It's not ruined. I'm going to stand up for them. It's been modified and changed.
It's been modified. Yeah,
their original path has been gravely.
All right. Well, we'll be right back, and we'll pick this back up and get your pens out, because I'm going to bring up this bill one more time, and I hope you'll write the name down and make a phone call, send an email. We'll go over that when we get back and a lot more. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks ending lower as investors digest key earnings reports and as the artificial intelligence trade continues to lose momentum. Semiconductor stocks slid after Taiwan Semiconductor's robust earnings failed to impress investors, its stock falling over 2%. Memory chip makers like SanDisk, Western Digital, and Micron Technologies were among the hardest hit. Shares of Alphabet fell nearly 5% on reports that it's months behind schedule on the release of its most powerful Gemini AI model as the tech giant works to improve its capabilities. Healthcare was among the best performers. The Dow winners, Amgen, Visa, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Alphabet. The Dow down 106 points. The Nasdaq lower by 387. S&P 500 down 39. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
All right, and we're back with Lisa Majors from Resilient Ones, formerly Resilient Souls. If it sounds familiar, that's probably why they changed their name a while back. But I hope you have your pens out, and I think we need to get a hold of Don Addis. And what was that bill again?
AB 2691, and I do have Addis's local phone number and her Sacramento number if you want me to get
that. Yeah, sure.
It's 805-549-3001 or 916-319-2030.
And what I'll say is you know, hopefully you will call. A lot of people go, well, you know, there's a lot of conservatives and that. Well, that's not my person. Well, it is. It's your person. And we get to complain too. Just, you know, just because she has a D behind her name doesn't mean Republicans can't call and complain and get their way too. And I think what happens when they get enough emails and phone calls, et cetera, they equate a number. I don't know what Don equates to that. So certain things like in AM radio, I've heard different things, you know, each caller represents, you know, I've heard as many as 2,000 people. So,
yeah.
I don't know what that is for her, but that, you know, they get a couple hundred phone calls or emails.
Right.
That equates to probably 100,000 people. And she's going, oh, okay, I need to do something. Like, people are pissed. And that's the only way to do it. And it's one thing that kind of drives me crazy because I'm not complaining about everybody out there listening, but when I hear people complain and they go, oh, this is just crazy. Well, could you make that phone call? Right. Could you send that email?
And this is for children, protecting children. And the grooming process is part of sexualizing and violating that child. And this is serious. We have to protect our children.
Right. So I would ask everybody out there listening, get a hold of Don and say, why are you allowing your bill to be changed?
Yeah.
And this, because this is ridiculous. You're literally allowing elected officials to, in my opinion, it's still all rape.
I do not know why California has levels of sexual abuse.
Right.
One's lesser than another. Even I do not
understand. Age gap. Yeah, there's weird stuff.
And
you know?
Letting out criminals early or, you know, lesser sentences.
Yeah, and I think some of this became nonviolent at some point, which don't know if it could be much more violent to a
for a sex trafficked who's a trafficker who's perpetrated on a 3-year-old or 12-year-old or 15-year-old and convicted and then now seen as a nonviolent criminal eligible for early release.
Right.
The victims are like astounded. It's mind-blowing to them to see that they're going to be set on a bullseye again.
Right.
And their children too.
And I just can't imagine, and I don't want to go way down this road, but I don't know how that isn't violent when you're trafficking somebody sexually.
Yes.
That's not violent. It's about as violent. You know, yeah, you're not getting beat up, but you are.
And you are getting beat up.
Yeah, in a different way. I mean,
they beat you up.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They control you. So if you are not compliant, they will beat people to death. Our girls have seen the girl that wouldn't comply in the back seat with her head blown off. In the car. They're all in the car.
Right.
Okay. And that girl's children are with her, too. So the children witness, too. This is a true story. That's violence. And when one sees that, the the survivors that we get out to get to his transitional home, they know if the perp is going to beat up another girl because she left. So it's like a whipping boy story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's it's brutal.
Then I stand corrected on that one for sure.
Yeah, they're kept in dog cages. They are chained up too.
I've never really understood that. I know we talked about it on a show of like a year ago or something. I think you had somebody that you guys were trying to relocate because you had quite a few people that were getting out of prison that might have wanted to track her down.
Yes. Yep. And we still have contingencies to keep her and her children safe.
So, and then again, just throughout the show, like if people want to go golfing, they want to donate, because I guess you guys are probably working on large part from donations.
That strictly donations. Okay. We haven't had the pleasure of getting a grant yet. We've really been working on it. And it's astounding to see the fraud that's gone on, especially with sex trafficking.
Right.
Billions of dollars transporting children from place to place and getting billions of dollars, knowing that those children have been sex trafficked.
So if somebody does want to find out either about the golf tournament or how to donate or more about what you do, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they could go to our website. It's resilientones.org, or they can call us at our phone number at 833-322-1920. Helping us support survivors of human trafficking, abuse, and exploitation. And we do it through advocacy, aftercare, and trauma-informed support. We've started a housing committee. So
oh, really?
If you want to come on and help us grow that, that would be awesome.
Okay.
We're looking for volunteers, of course, and supporters.
Right.
A lot of times our survivors become our supporters or their family.
Okay.
Because of the work that we do.
Nice. And then, of course, always looking like for this, I just keep bringing it up a little bit on the golf tournament. There's always sponsorships, and I know, you can sponsor holes, you can sponsor different gifts, you probably sponsor the breakfast and the lunch if you wanted to.
Yep.
Are you guys giving out prizes? I'm sure there's prizes you could sponsor.
Yes, we have a few prizes. I can't list them yet, but...
But if you want to probably, I'm guessing if somebody called and wanted to donate a prize to you guys, you would accept that.
We would
welcome
it. So, we'd be very grateful.
So yeah, go over to the website, resilientones.org, is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay. And check it out. It's all on there. And hopefully this is something to me, which is worthwhile, even if you just want to go play.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all going to sport. Is this your guys' major fundraiser or
it's
one of them?
One of our major fundraisers. We do a lot throughout the year, and we hope to grow this.
Okay. All right. What other kind of events are you guys doing to try to raise some funds?
Well, this one isn't to raise funds. This is to raise awareness and education.
Okay.
We'll be presenting and showing a documentary called The No Two Project. People can find that source if they want to watch it individually on the Department of Homeland Security website, and it is to help parents and children be safe on the internet, because that's been a huge recruiter right now for sex trafficking, sexual assault, even teen suicide, grooming, just brutality.
Okay.
It's amazing how easily children get succumbed into these dark web groups. And they will groom them to do serious stuff, self-harm.
Right.
And even, talk them into killing their pets. It's just sad.
You're right. Yeah, I was actually, and this is a little off subject here, but it reminded me of something what you just said is when I was a kid, our parents didn't know where we were. We were out on our bikes, and, I had to be home at 6 o'clock for dinner. That was non-negotiable.
Beautiful
Unless I was
times.
Going to a friend's house, but... Dinner was non-negotiable, and it was always on the table at 6 o'clock, and then you could go back out, and then it became a streetlight thing.
Right. I remember those days.
But now we have a generation of kids that are growing up, and I was at the fair last night, and I watched these, it appeared to be two young people on a date at the fair. They're probably boyfriend and girlfriend, I don't know. But they're just buried in their phones.
Yeah.
They're literally walking through the fair. They're together. They're in the form that they're 3 feet apart, and they're staring at their phones doing whatever. Yeah. And Honestly, the weird thing when I was growing up, it was stranger danger, and then they later said, well, it's not really strangers, it's usually a friend or a relative or something. Mm-hmm. And I think that still holds up to some degree, but now we have this thing, you know what, we didn't have this whole internet, and not that it's new by any means, but we seem to allow our kids, and we have these gaming consoles where people can talk and meet with people they don't know who they are, etc. Right. And you know, we were don't take candy, don't do this, don't do that, but go on your computer. And I'm not trying to blame parents. I don't think they're
as a babysitter to occupy them, right?
Yeah. And I will tell you, years ago, I had a nephew, I think he was 4 years old, and I had gotten a magazine, and he was trying to blow up the picture because his mother used an iPad as a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, and he had never seen a magazine, and he's sitting there doing the little thing with his hand, trying to just can't figure out why this picture is not getting bigger. But I think, you know, what's interesting is we have people now that rather their kids be at home, they're afraid they're going to go get in trouble. They're going to, but the danger is really on that little box in front of them.
It's open up to the whole universal world, too. We have groomers and that are across the world that are and coaching and educating other groomers to.
Well, I'm sure there's literally a big market. So if I can get somebody in China and then have somebody in China to sell that person to or to whatever, I don't know how it all works, but and it doesn't matter, I don't think. But.
And their incentive is to kill and destroy. And there is even points that they get. I don't know what the benefit of having multiple points. It could be money. I don't know. But, you know, how many do you enslave? How many do you kill? How many do you talk into suicide or killing family members? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's super dark right now. Super
it
dark.
Is. And it's good. And I think for the average person listening to this show, you go, your mind just can't take you there.
I know. And that's what has kept us silent because we're our breath is gone. Like, how could this really be happening? How could this be true? Sadly, we have children even locally who are at 12, 8, committing suicide because they're being talked into it.
Right.
Or cutting themselves or going that next step further.
And I remember this years ago. I think my daughter, she's 23 now. I think it was around her 11th, 10th birthday. I can't remember. I think it was 11. And we had some girls over at the house and whatnot. And some of them were spending the night. Some of them we had to go make the trip and drop everybody off. And we dropped off one girl, and all three girls in the back went. She was just talking to a 36-year-old man on her phone.
Astounding, isn't that
right? And I was like, what?
Back of your car.
Yeah. And all the girls knew, but they waited for us to drop her off, and I was like, what? And they told me the story. I ended up turning around, because hey, just knocked on the door, talked to the dad, and it was a very uncomfortable conversation, but what are you supposed to do, not say anything?
Yeah. Thank you. I hope and, they took action.
They did, and I think it ruined the friendship for those girls with the other girls. She would never talk to him again, but she was, you know, in love with this old guy and that she had never met, and he was going to come see her, and I was like, I mean, they told me all that, like, he was going to come, and I was like, yeah, and she's going to disappear, and it was, yeah, for me, it wasn't an option. You can't, like,
you
if she
saved
would
her life, literally. So, child brides.
Well, those three little girls in the back of my car seat saved her life, because they could have just gone with, oh, you have a, you know what I mean? But they all knew it was wrong. Yeah. So
good dad. Thank but, you.
But yeah, it happened. It's just as easy as that. Talking to a young girl, you know.
It happens within a minute.
Right.
That you, when they're on these back pages and talks, you know, Xbox, what, Roblox, Discord, all these gaming sites have, you know, chat rooms, even other chat rooms that we're trying to find and can't keep up with. These deep, dark groups are forming, and it happens so quickly, and children are wanting to connect. They're very social.
Right.
And their minds are so vulnerable to be groomed, to be shaped and molded by these predators.
So we'll probably have a break coming up here pretty soon, but I want to start. I mean, I know there's these events and there's, you know, donating money and kind of going to the website to see what's going on. But I know we talked in the past. I don't know if you're still doing it or not. We haven't talked about this part, but you had kind of like a training course to be part, like if you were so inclined.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. So we combined solid theology with current psychology and neuroscience on the brain. And we teach and train people how to heal their own inner trauma so they're whole and able and equipped to be able to assist and come alongside as an advocate or a mentor to somebody else.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back to that, sure. You know, because I think it's worth talking about. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with Lisa Majors and Resilient Ones. We got about another 15 minutes or so we should be able to get some good information out there. And if you want to call in, I invite you to do that when we come right back with Sound Off.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles, refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399. Or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds. Top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
With more Sound Off, and so we're talking again with Lisa Majors from Resilient Ones, but we were kind of talking about this class and we kind of touched on it, but let's just kind of start from the top. Yep. Right with it right now. So what are you teaching out there? What is this, and then how do you get involved?
Right, so it's trauma-informed care, and it's resilience care. And so learning how to come alongside as an advocate or a mentor to someone who's struggling with trauma. Peer support is super important in bringing healing to post-traumatic stress syndrome and how to come alongside without creating more harm. So it's actually somebody willing to take an inner look into themselves and address it. And surprisingly, there's a lot of people who want to, but they're not ready to talk about what happened to them or what they're even right. entangled with.
No, exactly. Oh, and one thing I've noticed just for kind of studying some of this stuff, a little bit different, but basically it kind of overlies, is that a lot of people don't know, and I'm not talking about people that have sexual assault, or it could be, but not in this form. They don't know what they're trying to get to. They see that there's a problem, and they don't know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you know, many people go to counseling or whatever it may be, and they're talking about, oh, my relationship, or oh, this. And at the end of the day, it's, well, it could be something with a parent. There's a million things it could be. It could be you buried something when you were five years old.
It's going back to roots.
Right.
Going now back to that you are only as strong as your first wounding.
Exactly. One thing I noticed that I always thought was interesting, especially when I was doing my hours and when you're learning about all of this, is like a lot of people, when they get triggered, so if something happened to them with, say, when they were 6 years old, they're still in that mindset. So the argument to them, they got triggered on, and it could be a wife, a husband, whatever it is, but something triggers them. Every time that comes up, he acts like a child. Well, yeah, because he's going back to that he doesn't know how to deal with it. He got stuck, or she got, or whoever got stuck. And I know a lot of people might be rolling their eyes right now, but I've seen it over and over and over.
It's common humanity to react that way. Now we know the brain, the gray matter organ brain, and stress and trauma on the brain, evidence-based. We see that happening even in the brain in real time.
Right.
So you can argue me that's not really happening. Sorry, science shows it's happening. And then also they'll blame others. You triggered me, but we teach, okay, you got triggered, but it wasn't the other person. This is something in you that got triggered. It's a personal, it means you have something to heal.
Right.
So stop blaming everybody else and work on insight.
Exactly. But it is interesting. And so basically, tell me if I'm hearing this right. Basically, you have this kind of class, and the first order is kind of yourself.
Yeah.
Before you can help others.
We start there. Yep. And okay. It's been wonderful. We now have a Native American indigenous that's been blessed by, I think it's 600 and something tribal chiefs throughout America. And they've put their input in it because 40% of survivors of sex trafficking are indigenous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Indians.
Interesting.
And we have a lot of, more than people realize, Native American indigenous here.
And no, we do.
We even go, you know, all of continent of America, you've got tribal. And so we're really excited about that. So we're starting that to go out to the public in the fall. And it's really a great cultural experience too. We get to bring up all different cultural conversations.
And I think there's more little links too. There's a lot of people that are full blood, quarter blood, half, but then there's people like me. I mean, the first time I found out I had that blood in me, it was because I did the Adam Project.
Okay.
And you know, they were trying to figure out where the garden was, basically, and the whole world, they're asking people to send in DNA.
Yeah.
And they would show you how you got to where you're at.
Yeah.
And that's where I found it. I was like, oh, there's a land bridge. Somebody, I don't know who it was, you know, and I...
So you found you had some...
Native American. Yeah. Cool. And then you start finding out it's not that uncommon. And then there's a lot of people, you know, I had dated somebody years ago that was part of the Chumash over from Ventura, you know, part of that. And then you start doing stuff and you're wow.
Isn't that what America is all about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, us all coming together for a common purpose.
Right? Yeah. No, 100%. So then when you finish up the class, what is that looking like?
Oh, well, and then we, it's a while to get training. We do multiple layers of training.
Okay.
And then, online, action, and we always do it in teams and come back and debrief and, talk about it and following our getting trained in our protocols and all that. So you step out into your skill base.
Right.
And finding out what that skill base is too is important.
And then, so is everybody pretty much volunteers that you're working with?
We are. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, and
it's amazing the passion that comes from volunteers to do this. Because a lot of times, you know, we all have different stories. We all have different experiences, but trauma is trauma is trauma.
Right.
Pain is pain is pain. We don't minimize or, accentuate. We do particularly focus on human trafficking. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, survivors, it's a co-occurring. So you have domestic violence or early childhood trauma in all that line. So, and we cross all cultures from a Native American, through Hispanic gangs, Central LA, survivors, childhood, veterans, military, church victims, a lot of church victims.
So do you guys stay pretty busy, or you get off time, or your phone's just ringing? I mean, I don't know.
Well, make an appointment is definitely, we don't have an open office. Our office is undisclosed to try to make it safe and secure. And then come in, give us a call. We have application to fill out, intake forms, making sure everybody, when they step into this, we give them enough resources themselves to be able to take care of anything or support anything that they have from their past.
And I would imagine that teaching people how to take, you know, if you're going to volunteer for this, you also need to know how to take care of yourself, because when you're dealing with these things, I've heard 50 to 1, or if, you know, you got to take at least 50. I've heard 100% just taking that time for yourself to, because that was the reason I told you earlier I didn't get into that profession, because I was like, I can't deal with this every day.
So neuroscience has some great grounding now techniques that can help us really, like, shed off that trauma energy that you do pick up. And so we practice those together, because peer groups and doing it together really is key, a peer support. And then for every hour we need to take, we try to take about 2 hours self-care. So we really support and encourage, and I owe and I'm being held accountable to some of my peers.
I will tell you, self-care was such a weird thing to me for so long, because I was like, I would go somewhere and up the coast, you know, I got to take that drive, get my clear, my head clear. Be, oh, you're taking self. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I'm going to get my head clear, like, or whatever.
Exactly. And your body cleared, because we will hold that tension and stress. We'll feel it in our bodies. And sometimes it feels like a flu, an achy body for a couple of days until we get those actual toxins.
And when you're dealing with this heavy stuff, I mean, it could be what you guys are doing, a police officer, social worker, doctor, nurse. I mean, there's things that you see and hear and do that are just like, they're not easy to move on from.
And our team is strong, and we're growing it strong. We are here to support each other and have each other's back, and in a really, it's a beautiful, healthy way. And it's just, and every group that we do that for healing group, they are bonded for life with their stories and their walk in healing. It's deeper than a Bible study. And it's a life changing event.
No, I would imagine. So what are we missing here? We've talked about a lot of things, but we're going to be winding up pretty quickly. So if there's anything we've missed that maybe we should be talking about, or?
A lot of people don't even understand what abuse is. They don't even know that they've been abused. It's part of their culture, part of their house, because that's what our parents do. That's how they talk together. And clearing that out, just that wisdom and knowledge, bringing it even to elementary schools on how to let them, children know when they are being abused in school. Is a lot of kids don't even know that. And a lot of times the power structure hides it or blocks it from being known out in the public. We have a lot of secrets in our community and our
So let's, before we have to go, just so we don't run out of time, what's going on with the golf tournament?
Yeah, so please sign up and go to our website for the October 3rd coming up golf tournament at Hunter Ranch Golf Course. And that's at resilientones.org. And you could call the 833-322-1920. If nobody's there, we'll give you a call back. There are prizes to win. A lot of fun. There's actually a luncheon and a silent auction that people could just pay $35 to come and see the winners and the prizes in the silent auction and have a lunch.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, if you want to sponsor this event, you have, first place sponsors, longest drive sponsor, closest to the pin, hole sponsors, and then, of course, breakfast, lunch awards, you know, drinks. I mean, pretty much anything, prizes. If you want to get involved, just do the same thing, Resilient Ones. I always want to say the other way, .org, resilientones.org, and kindly contact, because these are the things that really we need support in.
Yes, it's making a safe, caring, compassionate community to where we could drive or ride our bike.
Right.
Come back at 6 o'clock without parent supervision. until we really accomplish some safety and bring this knowledge and wisdom in, we're not going to have those communities.
Well, Lisa, thanks for coming in. I hope everybody enjoyed the show.
Thank you. Sound Off
will be back tomorrow.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL was brought to you by Lynn Patrol, specializing in dryer vent cleaning. Don't overwork your dryer or let your vent start a fire. Contact Dylan at LynnPatrolCA.com or call 805-975-5176.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.